Glenham, we didn't have a telephone. We had the telephone in Mulberry, and there was a wall telephone. And we, yes, there were three or four families that were on this party line. And it, coincidentally, the way I learned that the Second World War had begun was to listen on the, to listen in on the telephone. It was a Sunday afternoon, a boring Sunday afternoon on December 7th, you know, and the phone rang and I had nothing to do, so I'm gonna listen in. So a man was calling his wife and he said to her, "Do you know we are at war?" And she said, "No." And he was in Mulberry and he heard that they had bombed Pearl Harbor. And so that was how I learned. The next day in school, of course, we listened to Franklin Delano Roosevelt telling us all about that. But we had a telephone in Mulberry, but then when we moved back to Glenham, there was no phone. They never did have a telephone there. And I don't know how they managed, but they did. You know, it just, if you don't have it, pretty soon you get so that you live without it.
So even after
you write letters, I guess.
Sure. Sorry to interrupt. So even after your parents moved back to Glenham and bought
yes.
the farm, they didn't have a telephone.
They didn't have a telephone, no.
You needed to communicate with them?
I wrote a letter.
Just wrote them a letter.
And then by that time, I came to Rapid City. I had graduated from high school, and I came to Rapid City to go to the National School of Business. And I was down here. And so, no, I would write letters if I had to communicate with them, and it never was anything real urgent. Or if I did, I'd contact somebody, some neighbor or somebody who would get the word to them. You improvise, you do what you have to.